Radio.
It's a breakfast show right here on Colourful in the south central London area, not too far away from the Albert Embankment. That's where we are, and we're broadcasting to you live across the whole of Greater London, from Reading in the west through to Cairnby Island and Boris Island, Boris Airport in the east, Luton and Dunstable in the north, and of course Hayward Heath in the south. That's the footprint right here on DAB, and of course around the world online, old school to the new cool. We try and promote business on this station. We're the media partner, one of the media partners with this year's Lambeth Business Awards for 2010. And of course, the deadline fast approaching. It's this Friday. So if you're a good business or you know a good business, then tell them to apply and go to our website, colourfulradio.com, and you'll see the Lambeth Business Awards 2010 logo. Now, one organisation, one business that's doing really well and that won a Lambeth Business Award for 2009 is Pimlico Plumbers, set up by Charlie Mullins a good 20 or so years ago. Charlie, good morning.
Morning, Henry. Yeah, about 30 years ago.
Is it 30 now? Wow, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And you've done very, very well, but what was it like actually receiving a Lambeth Business Award? And what was it for exactly? What category?
Yeah, I mean, it was for customer service that we won it last year, and, you know, it's a tremendous award.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's something that, you know, I'd encourage all businesses to go in because, you know, it's just a great wall to sort of be part of. And I think it makes you realise that, you know, how good or bad your business is, you know, depending on looking at other entries in it. You know, it makes you sort of, you know, get your act together and, you know, it gives you an incentive to go forward. And if you are fortunate enough to get to the finals, then it's a tremendous boost for your business.
Mm-hmm. And when you actually stand back and look at your business and when you see it's being recognised in this way, how do you actually feel?
Well, I mean, it's tremendous, really, because, you know, it is a great award, and especially, you know, the fact that we're in the borough and, you know, there's loads and loads of businesses in the borough, thriving businesses in the boroughs. And, you know, I think if they're aware of this award, then, you know, I just really think it sort of, you know, sets us apart from all the other companies.
Mm-hmm. And some people have described you as a celebrity plumber, and I saw your son in the Secret Millionaire some time ago. What is it that keeps you going? Because I know what persuades people and drives them to start a business, but what about keeping going after 30 years?
I think the key point is, you know, once you get to the top, it's just as hard to sort of stay there. And I think, you know, it's very easy to drop your standards and slip back. So I think it's one of the things, once you sort of get along moving there and you've got a good business, you just want to keep it going, really.
Mm. And in terms of Lambeth as a borough and doing business, I mean, obviously Lambeth over the years had a very bad reputation, but obviously you've stayed here for a reason. What is that? Why have you managed to base yourself in the borough and stay here?
Well, I think you can sort of tell that Lambeth is a massive borough. It's got so much potential there. There's so many sort of people there that, you know, want to do good. And, you know, it's had a few hiccups, but, you know, I think it's turning there. You know, there's some great business in Lambeth. I mean, it's, you know, it's a thriving borough. You know, it really is. And I think if we can all start sort of thinking the same thing, all drinking out the same teapot, then, you know, there's no reason why that, you know, we can't be as good as anybody, you know.
Excellent. Charlie Mullins from Pimlico Plumbers, best customer service business of the year, well, the current year. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on A Colourful Breakfast Show. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
No problem, Henry. Good luck, and everyone, good luck who enters the awards.
Thank you very much indeed.
You make me feel so good.
Thank you. Colourful Radio.